Good morning, Rabbi. I hope everyone is well. We've been talking a little about the different lashonos of tefillah that Rabbeinu Yonah employs in giving us a regimen, guidelines for how to spend the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Excuse me. So Rabbeinu Yonah, Lishpoch Siach, we tried to understand a little bit about that Surah and experience of tefillah. The law says tefillah v'rinu ulahapel tchina. Well, what does lahapel tchina mean? Mistama, Rabbeinu Yonah has in mind I'm not positive. Mistami has in mind Loshon Va'eschanan. Rashi tells us from Chazal, the beginning of Parshas Va'eschanan, that this Loshon Tefillah reflects the fact that when a person davens, he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Matnas Chinam. Chanina is a person asks for grace. A person asks for amnesty. A person's asking for matnas chinam. In this context, I mean, that's always the case. Whenever a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tefillah, a person doesn't come with an IOU in hand that he's collecting, Rachman al-Islan. It's always the case when a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's coming from Matnas Chinam. But Rabbeinu Yonah is emphasizing it, especially in this context, for the following reason. There is a very, very famous Yerushalmi, which is much quoted. The Yerushalmi is in Perek Beis of Makos Halacha Vav. Yerushalmi says as follows, Shalu l'chochma chotei mahu onsho. That's sort of if you personify Chochma, as it were. So Chochma was asked, "What should the fate of a sinner be?" Amr lahem chatoim teirdof ra'a. Ra'a should chase after them. That's what they deserve. Shalom nevua chotei mahu. Excuse me, mahu onsho. Omer lahem hanefesh hachoteis hi somos. Shalom lakadosh baruch hu chotei mahu onsho. Omer lahem yasu tshuva v'yiskapel. So while it's unquestionably true, and this is a really fundamental perspective, it's a perspective that we should strive to have at all times. All of life is a matnas chinam. Ad shelo natzati eini chadai. All of life is the ultimate matnas chinam. When we think about it, so as clear as that idea is, as simple in the sense of compelling and unquestionable, as simple as that truth is, it's not so simple to internalize it, that should translate into our mindset and attitude and emotional reality. Because when you think about it, Rabbi Osei, we don't. So I think we're often not aware of this. But very often, we live with a sense of entitlement. Very often, we feel entitled to a certain level of health, a certain level of prosperity, financial, a certain level of personal fulfillment in terms of family and relationships. And there's a sense of entitlement. When all of those pieces are in place, we take them for granted. We're excited. We thank the Ribono Shel Olam if we win the lottery. If in addition to having enough money to take care of all my needs and a little bit more, I also get an unexpected bonus at the end of the year, so then I'm excited. Well, I got something extra. But everything else, I feel entitled to. Everything is extra. Every breath is a matnas chinam. So anything that a person asks for any day of the year, like Moshe Rabbeinu's waschanan al Hashem, a person is asking for matnas chinam. All of life is a gift, and a person is not supposed to have any sense of entitlement. Within that, maybe within it is not the way to describe it. Maybe beyond that, one wouldn't have thought that that could ever be surpassed. If everything is a matnas chinam, so how can you sort of surpass that? So something does surpass that, and that's tshuva. That a person is given life, which is a matnas chinam, which is a blessing, which is an extraordinary blessing almost beyond description. And then the person is chote. Person's chote against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who, in addition to other descriptions we could try to give, is his source of life. And Afu B'chein, the Ribono Shel Olam says, Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chote mahu onsho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to answer the question. I don't want to talk about onesh. Yasu tshuva v'yiskafelo. So that's a matnas chinam, al gavi matnas chinam. It's a matnas chinam in a different sphere, even. And yitachen, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is emphasizing, that one of the tzuros hatfila of Aser Simei Tshuva is lahapil tchina. That a person realizes that he's asking for again a matnas chinam, which is even of a higher, belongs to a higher realm and of a higher magnitude than the extraordinary matnas chinam, which is life to begin with. And what's more, there are certain times when tefillah is especially effective. There are certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated as itei rotzon for tefillah, and Aser Simei Tshuva is such a zman. But Amar Rabbi Seinu, so maybe we'll leave that for next time. Okay, so we'll stop here and Blineder. And Blineder Tashem, we'll resume around 11:30. Okay, let's have a good productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, Mitzvah Hashem.